Butterfly Man, written by Heather Rose and read by Humphrey Bell. I had worked hard to be the man I'd created. I had not become Henry Kennedy by the coercion of a wife, nor the desires of a parent. I had not become him to cure an addiction to alcohol or sex. I was not forged by hard labour, prison sentence, nor political service. I was carved from the school of survivor. I had shed the past to become, I liked to think, something new. Occasionally memories rose up in me and snagged me. The face of a child in the street, yet another article in the newspaper, a car following me, a man glancing across at me in a cafe. At first, these things disarmed me. The bright fear of discovery, the passing taste of regret, a tremor of panic. But as the years slipped by, and I was still safe, I chose to remember little else but my life as Henry Kennedy, here on this island. Builder, neighbour, partner, friend. I remembered Ranson, the detective assigned to the case, crowing in the Times that he had Lucan's passport. Did he not have any idea how easy a passport is to come by when you have friends with the right connections? I had been a month short of 40. Newspaper photos show an unremarkable face, perhaps distinguished, but a little bland. I was 6'1" tall, with dark swept back hair, dark eyes, and a square chin. A pale English complexion. But it was the moustache that said it all. The moustache belonged to the dilettante, the gambler, the vapid and arrogant fool I had become. I had frittered away my early inheritance over the bays of the backgammon board, at chemin de fer, poker, bridge. After Sandra Rivett died, people thought I'd drowned in the channel. But no. I took flight like a confused migrating bird, seeking not warm weather, but a suitable place to hide. One by one, my connections slipped away. It was better to pretend I was really dead, and they were certainly as good as dead to me.